The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned this week that the next 3 months will be the most difficult in the public health history of the nation. The same could be true for social services as the pandemic continues to strain the economy. The Food Bank of Western Massachusetts is already seeing unprecedented demand at the network of emergency food pantries and meal sites across the four western counties. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Food Bank Executive Director Andrew Morehouse.
Food security is an issue of public health, without a doubt. We know that food is medicine, and in fact, we work very closely with health providers to ensure that people who aren't getting enough food have access to healthy food. And unfortunately, we're seeing the number of people who are food insecure at risk of hunger increasing. It's trending upwards. In September alone, we provided food to an average of 116,000 people across the four counties of Western Massachusetts. And that number has been increasing, and we anticipate it will continue to increase some significant time.
And you're seeing people come in who haven't come into a food pantry or a meal site before. Is that correct?
That is correct. The average number of people on a monthly basis who we provide food to who have never been to a pantry or a meal site before is 20,000 individuals every month. That's far higher. It's about more than 100% higher than pre-COVID-19 times. So we're really, really concerned that that number is likely to continue to grow as well.
And who are these people? Are they young, old? Is there an average demographic?
Sure. The only demographic that we keep track of are ages. 30% are children and 15% are elders. So that's 45% of all individuals served are our most vulnerable residents. Just in general, unfortunately, hunger doesn't discriminate. People of all genders, ethnicities, and other backgrounds, both rural and urban, confront this pandemic of hunger, honestly, that has existed for the last 36 years of the food bank's existence and before. And, you know, we're determined to get through this crisis and see that trend of people in need of food assistance go down.
Is there a parallel here with the Great Recession of a decade ago, or is this worse?
That's a great question. There's certainly a parallel, a dramatic increase in the number of people needing food assistance. The speed with which it occurred during this pandemic far surpassed that of the Great Recession. It's hard to tell yet whether the number of individuals will have exceeded those that we provided food to during the Great Recession, but clearly it's on par and likely to exceed by far.
Has the food bank struggled with meeting the demand?
That's a good question. As I always say, the only example where supply side economics works is when you're the example of which is when you're distributing free food. If you distribute the food, people will take it. So I think there's always a need for more food assistance. We're doing the best we can, but we're hearing from pantries and meal sites that they could distribute more. So we're hoping that the community will continue to support us so that we're able to provide the food that's needed and have the capacity to do it. And we're counting on the Commonwealth of Massachusetts as well to pass the Massachusetts Emergency Food Assistance Program funding at higher levels than it has in the past. And we're definitely counting on the federal government to pass another stimulus package.
And we're here at Springfield City Hall, where you've received a very generous $25,000 donation today from Rulier & Associates, a home builder in Western Massachusetts. What's been the response from the business and the philanthropic community to the food bank?
It's been tremendous since COVID-19 struck the region, particularly over the summer. We received just an unprecedented amount of support from local businesses and foundations and the like. However, this pandemic and its impact on the economy and people's lives continues. So we're desperately in need of continued support to get us through this until we see a better day, which we intend to do, I'm sure, all of us.